Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Voice of Support podcast. We are joined here in GSM Media Studios today by Ben Miller and April Spence. They are both MVP leads. They have some different areas of focus, though, even though they share the same title. So why don't you guys go ahead and kind of introduce yourselves and let everyone know what it is that you do here at Microsoft.
This is Ben Miller. I'm an MVP lead for four technologies. I handle SQL Server, IIS, XML, and Connected Systems Developer. So I'm very on the developer side of things with Windows Server. I've been an MVP lead for many, many years and have handled many different MVPs. I enjoy MVPs because they are passionate about technology, and I'm passionate as well.
Hello, my name's April Spence, and I'm an MVP lead on the MVP program based in the United States. I primarily work with the Office products. I have about 10 Office products that I work with. I'll go ahead and list those for you. It may take a moment, so just hang with me. That's FrontPage, InfoPath, Windows SharePoint Services, SharePoint Portal Server, Class Server, Speech Server, PowerPoint, Project, Visio, and I believe I'm getting a couple other products as well. So by the time this airs, there may be an updated list, but you can always look at that primarily for the Office products.
So today we wanted to talk about some of the areas where MVPs can be found, maybe look at some of the areas of the MVP site that the general public may find interesting, and kind of get a gauge on, you know, some areas of where we can see MVP impact and such. The first, of course, best resource that I've seen that's publicly available is the MVP support site, which is mvp.support.microsoft.com. Kind of elaborate on what all's on that site and such.
Right. So there's a lot of things on that site. One of the main things that I like to point people to or to actually enumerate is that the MVPs have the ability to profile themselves and to put different things that they are involved in on that site. So they have an ability to go update a profile that includes such things as publications, speaking events, different associations, different certifications they may have, interests in products, and their own little bio that they can tell people about themselves. And so there's a lot of things that the public has access to from that perspective as far as search to find different technologies or find their MVP by name, in fact. Going to that site, there's on the left-hand nav, there's MVP awardees, and that's where you'll find them all listed. So they're listed out by technology as well as having a quick search.
Cool. So is that kind of an area where people can go to find where some of these MVPs are making the most impact then, pretty much, or?
That's definitely a resource that you can go to find out a little bit more about an MVP awardee. And you can also go there to figure out who MVPs are in a particular area or technology. So it becomes a really good resource for people looking for experts in a specific area, and also for individuals who may be out in the community and want to see if a person is an MVP. They can certainly go up to the site and go ahead and look at that, and that will give you all of the MVPs who have marked their profiles as public. So that's a really great resource for people to use in the community to verify that somebody is an MVP, and also that gives you a lot of credibility and a lot of other things from a community perspective. As well as to be able to see where they may hang out and where they contribute in various places. Also, you may be able to see what events they have coming up as presenters and user group leaders and various things like that. So you may be able to find something in your local area or at an event that you'll be at. And that way you can learn a little bit more about that MVP as well as be able to hook up with them when they're in a specific area or at a conference.
Right, and I think that's one of the most key pieces is that an MVP profile will show up on the profile site if they've marked it as public. So we respect their privacy, and there are some MVPs who will not want to have that profiled or put their profile data out on the web. publicly available. So we do respect that, and if they don't mark it public, we do not show that MVP in that list. It doesn't make them not an MVP, but it does respect their privacy in allowing them to opt out. So you may not find an MVP if they have not put their profile and marked it as public.
Great. So the from the MVP support site, I'm imagining you can get to a whole number of resources that are all community-based, whether it's news groups or user groups or anything of that nature. Would you guys like to kind of elaborate on what's available from the site besides just the profiles?
Oh, so as far as a resource perspective goes, on the MVP awardee site, there really isn't a link to other things. There is in the main Microsoft sites. The main things that you would glean out of an MVP profile is that they have an ability to put their blog or a website they manage or a website they contribute to, or even in their speaking events, they can actually put a URL that will let people click on it and allow them to get there. So there's that kind of resource where if they've written an article or written a book, they can link to it and allow you to get there from there. So if you went to SQL MVPs and found a person who was an author, they would typically list their book that they've written, or some articles, or some forum places they go. So it's a good place to actually consolidate for a person looking for a certain resource that they might be able to find something specific to that technology or specific to that type of MVP that would lead them to a place on the web or lead them to a group that may be local to them that they recognize by name.
Okay, so it's kind of designed to be very technology specific rather than a one-all catch-all kind of area, or for like the general news groups and stuff.
So the site is really about the MVP program as a whole. The overview will talk a little bit about what the MVP program is and what it is to be recognized as an MVP. This is really a good thing for people who are nominees to go to understand a little bit more about the program. And it also helps companies who do have MVPs that they employ to understand a little bit more about the program and understand the value that it really does bring to Microsoft as well as to the MVP who is involved. So that's a little bit about the overview of the site. There's some additional links that you'll find out there that may be useful as well in either one of those situations. So one of the other links that's on the site is about press, about the MVP program as well. So that'll give you some additional resources to see what third parties are saying about the MVP program, which is a really good resource to understand from a third-party perspective what's going on with the MVP program. And certainly if MVPs have press opportunities, that's something that they should work with the program with as well to make sure that that's all up to date. And these are also good resources for individuals, like I was saying, who are nominees in the process to understand a little bit more about the program. And as Ben was saying, a lot of the information on this site is kind of about the program, and it isn't so much about technology-specific or community-specific, but a lot of sites actually link to the MVP profiles and a lot of resources that we do have on the site. So while there isn't a lot of sites to community avenues on this site, a lot of sites link to it. The MVP profiles are actually federated on many, many Microsoft sites, and I think Ben might have some general statistics on the usage of that. But these profiles are really important to make sure that we show the value that each MVP brings to the MVP program and to themselves as individuals. Ben, what are those statistics? Do you remember?
Yeah, so the MVP profiles have been federated across the Microsoft sites, such as dev centers on MSDN, different communities sites on Microsoft.com with Windows or other technologies there. So I think they've cataloged, I think, 52 sites, and like 10 million hits have been cataloged so far. At least that's the general statistic that we have, that the profiles have been viewed that many times. So fairly significant impact for showing these profiles and to get to know who they are. I mean, so that there's been some interest in that thing, and I'm sure it's going to continue to grow. That's what's kind of cool about allowing them to have that kind of exposure as an awardee.
So that's per quarter, correct?
I'm not sure if it's per quarter or not. I just remember the number was about 10 million so far. So I don't know what time frame that hits, but
certainly a lot, though.
Certainly a lot.
Absolutely. So the only other thing I can think of from the MVP site is probably the MVP Insider, which
yeah,
we didn't talk
last.
About.
I
but
think that we didn't. I think that's a great thing to profile as far as to say that the MVPs get picked. You know, there's a random MVP that gets picked. For a highlight, and they have some questions that the MVP gets to answer, and it's publicly available and archived each month.
Yeah.
So it's a chance to get to know a little bit more in depth, not just for profiling sake, but questions we do ask of the MVP that they answer. So it's kind of a cool thing for them to get profiled even like singly, yeah. But also to let people know that the MVPs have a real side to them too. I mean, they're people on the planet and they have a job, and they have a life, and they have things that they do, but yet they're very passionate about certain things and love to help other people. So the MVP Insider becomes a pretty cool piece that they get a profile. We get to profile them instead of them profiling themselves. So it's kind of a cool little gadget they get to go.
It's a little bit more personal as well.
Yeah.
The MVPs answer questions like, what is your motto? What is in your computer bag, and what does MVP mean to you? There's quite a few other questions, but those kind of give you a taste of the personal questions that we ask to get a little bit more information about the MVPs.
I mean, I don't think there's a site that I go out there technically to find that there isn't an MVP somewhere involved. I mean, that's where I start getting a little passionate is that there's so many places out there that, you know, you go search for dev on ASP.NET or dev on SQL or, you know, whatever. And there are MVPs involved somewhere. I mean, there's some site that you go to that either an MVP wrote an article, an MVP owns the site, an MVP was involved in some way, produced some code, and their hands are everywhere. The touch is broad, way more than it was before.
All right. So, I want to talk a little bit about the overall impact of the MVPs and or the MVP awardees. On a day-to-day basis, in your roles, what kind of stuff do you do to kind of help facilitate a lot of that impact and, you know, where you're seeing a lot of activity and that kind of stuff?
A lot of the impact comes from the various activities that MVPs participate in. Some of that participation is things that are happening internally with Microsoft, various conference calls, live meetings, different activities that MVPs have an opportunity to give their insight to. As MVPs, they have amazing insight and real-world experience as to what's going on in their product area, their particular field or vertical. So bringing that information back to people who can really make an impact in the program or the product, is really important. It's one of the great things that MVPs are able to contribute, not only for themselves but for their greater community. MVPs have a great ability to be able to share with product group members and various people within Microsoft about what's going on in the real world and in their situations. And it's that activity that really impacts our products and gives better products to all of the greater community. So that is a really huge impact that MVPs actually have. Obviously, they have impact in various events and a lot of areas, like Ben was saying. Earlier when we were chatting, is it's very odd to have a community activity that MVPs aren't in some way affiliated with. So the impact that MVPs have is really amazing and spans so many areas, products, and different places. It's really quite amazing. As far as what we're doing to facilitate that, we're doing a lot of things. Part of that is presenting the opportunities to the MVPs and really giving them context about what they can expect to understand and get from that. MVPs have so many opportunities to interact in various things. that we want to make sure that they're spending their time the most wisely as well. MVP leads are also the voice of the customer as from an MVP perspective. So we are bringing that information not only back to MVPs, but we work with various groups within Microsoft and even in our own organizations who deliver that feedback back and make sure that the MVP feedback is getting heard. So the impact that we have in helping MVPs have impact is making sure that all of that information gets delivered to the right place, and we're doing the best that we can with each piece of information that we receive.
Yeah, some of the things that makes me that helps me feel more passionate each day is as an MVP lead, one of my jobs is to facilitate the relationship that the MVP has with Microsoft. So as we think about an MVP, it is an award for past experience. So really, they don't have to do anything for that year they're an awardee. And if they want to get awarded again, they continue their practice. But their passion really comes even amidst the award. So they get awarded for the past deeds that they've done or the help that they've provided. But their passion doesn't stop just because they've been awarded. So the opportunities that we have as MVP leads to help facilitate any product feedback or any things that they have to say to Microsoft to help our company be better or our products be better for the consumer is highly impactful. And that's one of the coolest things for me is to watch the MVPs become passionate around making the product better, even though they're not a dev on the product. But they do have a passion around making it better for the consumers that actually consume that. And for the people that they actually help. So that's a big part of my job, is to make sure that I facilitate that relationship that allows them to have impact. So to me, that brings me to work every day and helps me to feel, at least, you know, in my own way, a little part of the product as well. So it's kind of cool that way.
So to me, one of the other great things about our job is that we really get to highlight great stories and great contributions that MVPs have. So when we get emails or we get phone calls or even IMs from MVPs telling us about something really great that happened at a conference or at a user group or any of the various mediums that MVPs contribute, it's really great to be able to share that within Microsoft, within our own organization, and really showing the various groups within Microsoft the great contributions that MVPs have. It really just brings home to me why we're doing this and the great contributions that MVPs have.
And to go along with some impact that we have for the MVPs is that as we help facilitate that relationship with Microsoft, we help to plug them into other things that they might do, such as launch events. In the past, when we've had SQL launch and Visual Studio launch, almost every launch had an MVP somehow involved, and they were either presenting or helping to facilitate that launch to where we drove impact to the customer. So it isn't just about the impact that we've had on MVPs, but also to drive that through to the customer where the customer benefits. And it's through all sorts of events. In fact, last year, a lot of events that we had around launch for SQL and Visual Studio, the cities that didn't have a launch event, the MVPs created one. For their own user group or for their own community in the places they lived. So the passion drove far past what we could provide as Microsoft and got the community rallied around a launch event as well so that they could all participate in the fun and the things that they had an impact on in submitting bugs or whatever for Visual Studio or for SQL Server or any other product that is involved in a launch. I think it's great to watch that kind of passion get driven not just to the web and not just in a product, but also to the homegrown area that they live. So that becomes key.
That's really, really cool.
So one of the other areas that MVP leads have impact is making sure to keep our eyes and ears open for great opportunities that we see. We have a lot of interaction with a lot of different groups within Microsoft. And as we see things that are going on internally, it's also our job to make sure that we're thinking from an MVP perspective as well. How can we plug in MVPs, like Ben was saying, about the launch events? and various things that are going on. How can we make this great for MVPs as well, whether it be getting information early, whether it be getting them there at the actual event? I mean, there's so many different ways that we can plug MVPs into really cool things that are happening at Microsoft. And that's part of our job, too, and the impact that we have not only on the program, not only on our MVPs, but in the community in general. So that's a really cool thing that we have done for a very long time in the program and will continue to do, is making sure that we keep our eyes and ears open and keep our vision on things from an MVP perspective.
No, I mean, for me, I think that the MVPs are really key people that you wouldn't normally see, because a lot of them aren't, you know, those type that would be arrogantly telling everybody about that they're an MVP or how cool of things they did. There are some who are motivated that way, but there's a lot of people who help because they love helping. And to see that kind of passion around something that they don't have to fully agree with Microsoft strategy, they don't have to be a Microsoft yes-sayer, they actually give us some fairly candid feedback sometimes. We have to swallow it and take it and make ourselves better. But the passion, it's the passion around helping people, loving what they do, being willing to share at all hours of the night. Some people are up way past my bedtime helping people out. And I think that's great. I think that kind of a passion deserves to be awarded. I think that's a great quality of a person.
Yeah, that's really cool. We're definitely also gonna, in the next podcast, talk about some of the awards in more detail and some of the events and stuff that you guys kind of touched on a little bit as well. So look forward to that for sure.
Look at him.
I know, isn't he awesome?
That's what drives me. I love SQL Server. I love ASP.NET. I love to help people. I'm an active member of Experts Exchange. I help lots of people, and I just love it. That's why I love MVPs, and that's why I'm an MVP lead, and that's why I've been doing it for so long, is because I fully believe in what they do, and I would be one of them if I wasn't a Microsoft Blue Badge.
How about you, April?
Well, I'll answer that in a moment, but I also want to comment. Ben is also a great person within our team community, too. And not only is he, you know, somebody who would be out in the communities, but he also does tools for our team too. So, there's a lot of things that Ben does for our team that's kind of MVP like as well. So it's kind of funny to hear him say that, and really great actually. But as far as what I would be doing if I wasn't here, let's see. You know, I actually love carpentry, and if I could actually make a living at it, or didn't have to worry about making a living either way, I would be doing that because I absolutely love it. Although it gets my garage full of sawdust and then my car full of sawdust, but it's a great thing to be able to create something and look at the end product and be proud of what you've done and. In a way that relates to the MVP program as well, because Ben and I have both been with the program for a very long time and seen it grow and become the professional organization that it is. And so to be able to look and to see where we are as a program, to see the impact that we have as a program, as the MVPs have worldwide, it's really amazing to stop and step back and look at that and be proud of what we've accomplished, because I think we have really accomplished a lot, and we couldn't do that without amazing MVPs.
Excellent. Well, thanks, guys, for coming out to the studio and sharing some really good information about the MVP program. Hopefully this has been helpful to everyone listening. Stay tuned for the next session where I mentioned a little earlier, we're going to be covering some of the specifics around MVP awards, really kind of what that means, as well as a highlight of some of the events and such that we help organize for the MVP awardees. Until next time, thanks for tuning in.